we had been sharing some of the things that all of us men kind of struggle with. And at one point, he just turned to me and said, "Now, you grew up without a dad, didn't you?" And I said, "Yeah." And I went on to give him this amazing 10-minute explanation about how incredible my mom is. And as soon as I finished, he turned to me and said, "But was she a dad?"
Well, that's John Finch. Since Father's Day weekend is coming up, I get to chat with him about healing after growing up without a dad. So listen in for that. Hey, everyone. This is Lisa Anderson, and welcome to episode 541 of The Boundless Show. We are always grateful that you are with us, but we're especially grateful this week because coming up, both Catherine and I are celebrating birthdays. So we're inviting you to our podcast party, which is really just inviting you to listen to this week's episode. Sorry, we don't have cake or gifts for you, right, Catherine?
Right.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, we're eating it ourselves.
But. Once we get more budget, maybe we'll figure, factor you guys in. But later on for our inbox on the show, a listener wants to know the best ways to use summer movies to connect with her non-Christian friends. So our own director of Plugged In, Bob Walaszewski, is going to offer some answers. And then I will probably, I don't know, refute them or disagree or whatever. Bob and I always just kind of, we get to fist fights sometimes on that kind of stuff. But on something that I hope is not going to be controversial, our roundtable today, fortunately, we have Jake, Catherine, and Matt here. Hey, guys.
What a beat.
We'll see
you. Hey. I said it with you.
Whoa.
Okay,
Copyright infringement.
We have to say that we did that for Ashton Davis,
yes,
whom we met at
in
the Dallas meetup.
Sorry, I missed your call, Ashton.
Yeah. Said that she used to, really hate you saying that, but now she's so used to it that she misses it if you don't say it. But
the answer to the question of the origin is I just like to be weird.
If you're listening and you don't know what we're talking about, Jake says "what a bee" every time he's on
every
the roundtable, and nobody knows why.
And who would have thought that'd be the big draw for some people?
Now that's why people return.
Now it's why they're here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, we thought it would be fun to do a roundtable, kind of a fun, lighthearted one. But you know that when it comes to goals and bucket lists, it's never lighthearted for me, people. Around things that we want to accomplish this summer to maximize and make meaningful our summer. We could do this for fall or winter, too, but quite frankly, they're not as great a season as summer. So we're doing it for the summer. So and we know we actually had some of you weigh in on this as well. So we'll incorporate your comments. And some of you are just asking kind of for some advice. So, we have that, too. So first of all, we aren't officially in summer yet, but we're looking forward to it because June 21st is when it starts. And yet again, Australians and other people below in the southern hemisphere. Sorry, it's winter. So you have to turn this on its ear for yourselves. But we want to kind of talk through. I want to just get a general idea from all y'all. Have you even thought, have you been looking forward to summer, or what's your general vibe about this year's summer in particular?
I think I'm mainly looking forward to it in the framework of what this is going to sound, I don't know, very millennial, but what travel I have formed.
Okay.
But
well, you got
that,
a haircut, so you're off to a good start.
Yes,
I
yes.
That.
Everybody, take a look at your screen right now.
It's your
and
shorn.
See me on the radio.
Summer look.
Yeah,
that's nice. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. Actually,
I like it. It's good. It's very freeing.
Mm-hmm. Very.
All right. Travel. We'll have to get deeper into that a little bit. Jake, what about you?
Everybody's looking at me. I wanted Catherine to go next. Ladies first. Okay. No. For me this summer, it's actually about family in that one of my brothers who lives in Switzerland, because he decided to marry somebody from Switzerland, he and his wife are actually going to come and spend a month in Colorado this summer. So we're pretty excited about getting that time with our family from across the world.
Cool. My summer, I had to tell myself not to worry about it. Big surprise, because I'm a warrior, but because there's a lot of stuff going on. My brother just moved in with me. And I'm dating someone, and my best friend's coming back in town. So I'm kind of worried about not giving everyone the right amount of time. So I guess I think I'm more popular than I probably actually am. So yeah, that's what
I'm
thinking
about. Is that
one
of those humble brags? Sorry, I don't have time for you because I'm dating someone, and
right.
and I've got,
because I'm just really wanted.
Yeah. So, I have all these demands on my time. Isn't this basically the plot line of Multiplicity?
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh,
she just has to spread herself thin, I guess, with all these commitments.
Right.
So that's good. Well, I'm coming. This is going to take more than a summer, but I'm calling 2018 my reclaim my life year. because, well, as I said in a previous show, my mom passed away Easter weekend, and it is like completely turned my whole life on its ear, because now I have time. I can, in fact, just last weekend, I was like, Saturday night, and I'm like, oh my word, like I can do something. What am I going to do with myself? I don't even know where to go or who to call or what. So
you play Candy Crush?
But so I sat on my phone. I just scrolled through YouTube videos. No, I actually, called someone up and connected with them. But that said, it is like a number of things. And I think one of our listeners, wasn't it Theron, who said this too, just about like just some health and life stuff. Like I need to just catch up on some sleep, like literally 2.5 years. I'm just trying to get back into a sense of schedule and normalcy. So not that that will envelop my entire summer. I'm going to do some fun stuff too, but yeah, very cool. Okay, now I'm just going to get a little preachy here because I don't like it when people say, oh, don't worry, I'm just going to like take things as they come, you know, and whatever. And just, no, that is what happens, you know, and when you do that, then it is all of a sudden October and you don't even remember your summer. So you cannot let life just happen to you. That totally bugs me. And that is these people that are like, oh, you know, I hate summer, and so I'm just going to count the days till the pumpkin spice latte comes out. No, that's not okay.
That comes out in the summer anyway.
Just like for me.
I think it's actually fall.
Well, if you're in Houston, it's like 95 degrees when it comes out. Yeah. But no, just like me, like winter, I'm not a big fan of winter, so I have to be like, okay, how am I going to maximize my winter and enjoy it and really be cool about it. So, all right. So what about like specific things that you want to do and how are you going to ensure that they kind of get done in your life so you don't kind of find yourself in the fall and you're like, oh, it was kind of a waste of time. What's your travel, Matt? What are you doing?
So the travel is just kind of a constraint that I have more than anything at this point. It's a couple trips back to Michigan to see family or friends, a wedding in Albuquerque, nothing too crazy. But I'm looking at trying to do a hiking trip with some friends out in the Appalachia area. Wow. But I wouldn't say that's really
like
a goal.
Like the Appalachian Trail? Or
right along there. Yeah. I wouldn't say that's really a goal for the summer, though, for myself.
Okay. Well, because it's obviously happening. You have to plan travel for it. And
right. Yeah. Maybe this is a goal, but I'm really bad at planning things, extraordinarily bad, and looking toward the future and thinking about it and kind of picturing it and seeing how it could go. And dating somebody and having family in another state and trying to coordinate things with friends across many, many miles requires a lot of that. And it's really exhausting to me. Mm-hmm. So I've had to kind of learn some really hard lessons there with that the last couple months, mm-hmm. probably. So one way I'm trying to exercise that is one legit goal I have for the summer is to start a blog/business sort of thing with a friend. So I need to, you know, set our schedule, like figure out what we're going to do by when and see, like work with him to do it too. Mm-hmm. So that's trickier, but better. Cause I think it adds some good constraints and different perspective.
That's good. Catherine, how about you? Cause you have a lot of things that you want to do.
Yeah, so I have several like kind of play goals. Like I want to hike a 14er mountain twice a month. It usually takes like a whole day for me because I'm not very experienced, but that's one thing. And so what I'm doing to make that happen is try to get a group together. So sometimes it's like I'll meet someone. I'll be like, hey, I'm making this group that's hiking 14ers this summer. Do you want to come?
Okay, so twice a month, like literally two of your four Saturdays, you're going to hike
right.
a 14er.
That's the goal, right. I mean, that's kind of a lot. So I'm hoping it happens, but
okay.
My other thing is something I read in a book recently was it's like getting up early to spend time with God every day, which I've never, ever done really in my life because I'm not a morning person. And I've always like, you know, like I just don't need to get up and I just get up when it's time to go and get really ready fast and then come to work. That's why I work in radio, not TV. but I was reading this book and this girl talked about how the fact that mornings were hard for her was a way she thought she could like sacrifice and give that time to God. And it's funny because yesterday was like the first time I did it. I got up early and I read my Bible and, you know, it was good, but not a big deal. I went to work in the afternoon. I got this text from a friend and it was like, whoa, like this issue that I thought was resolved and it wasn't. And I was like, why do I feel so calm about this? And I don't know, it could have been other things, but I do sort of feel like starting my day off made a big difference. So I'm going to try to do that this summer more.
Okay.
My goal is equally pious. I am currently growing my beard so that I can become officially known as the inventor of the beard bun. Uh-huh. I'm at 4 inches in length currently on my beard. I've bought a balm that helps keep it moisturized.
Okay.
So that it'll be easily turned into. Yeah, and I think it's a pretty achievable goal because so far everybody I talked to about it says I shouldn't do it. And what, so I think that means I won't have much competition.
What's your exit strategy with that?
I don't think there is one. I think it's you accomplish it or you don't.
It looks like a few of our other listeners, like one guy, Samuel, says he's going to learn the mandolin, which did we get any additional info on that? Because that's kind of an obscure instrument to pick for a summer goal.
No, he actually just commented, learn more than 3 chords on the mandolin. So he must already know how to
play. He's got the 3 down.
Right.
Well, that's a good smart goal right there. It's specific. It's measurable.
Sounds pretty attainable.
Attainable.
Yeah.
I think Steve Martin might have a master class on this online.
There's I thought he plays the banjo.
He does play the banjo, but I think he also might know the mandolin.
Interesting. I got rid of my mandolin. My dad brought it back from the Philippines. I never learned it, and it just sat around, so I ditched it. Can't stand stuff that's not useful. Sorry, Dad. Okay, actual like goals. Like, what are some suggestions you have for people based on stuff that's worked for you in the past as far as goal setting and actually kind of rocking out what you want to accomplish?
Ooh, I would say don't do something just because everyone else is doing it, because this is a mistake I make in my life a lot. Yeah. I remember very clearly at summer camp 1 year, we had like a dance night where we all just like stood outside and danced. We were out there one night and Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen came on. Everyone was singing every word. Yeah, they knew every single word and I didn't know any word. And I just stood there feeling like the most alienated, friendless person ever. Mm. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to learn that song by next summer. But that's like a terrible summer goal because I don't even really like that song. I just wanted to do it because everyone else was doing it. So I was like, okay, set your summer goals to be what you want, not everyone else.
Yeah, everybody else has been doing it for 30 years.
I haven't even been alive 30 years, so.
Yeah, we've had your whole lifetime to catch up.
Yeah. And now you can just watch the movie because there's the Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's true, they are making the movie.
Documentary kind of thing coming out.
Anywhere the wind blows, it doesn't really matter.
So, wow. Okay. I'm trying to think of stuff where I've set a goal that really wasn't my goal, it was someone else's. Kind of a good, yeah.
Most diets are that way for me.
I did. That's
true. Yeah, anything that has to do with
somebody
discipline
or like,
cleanliness.
Hey, you should totally do this. And I'm like, I really don't want to do that.
Like every time my friends are like, who wants to do the whole 30 with me? I'm like, not me. Forget it.
So
not
like that's a good thing, though, to say no to that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's already. Actually, I did have to go recently. I went gluten-free. And so far, it's easier than I thought it would be. So my doc, you know, recommended it for, because of my RA, to try to get inflammation down. And actually the harder part is just going lowish carb. That's harder than gluten, because there's all kind of gluten-free stuff out
there. Well, that reminds me of something else that I think I struggle with when I make goals is you want to see immediate results. Mm-hmm. So if I was going gluten-free, the first day I'd be like, all right, what do I look like? The same.
Did I lose a pant size?
How do I? Yeah,
because
exactly.
I remember one summer my goal was to run every day. And 2 weeks in, I ran every day. And I remember texting my friend and I was like, I see zero results. And he was like, Catherine, it's been 2 weeks. Like,
so that's a good point, though, because at least running or whatever you're doing, I mean, yeah, we all fall off the wagon, but at least that is a measurable goal and it's something specific and whatever. My recommendation to people is you have to have your goal be specific and something you are actually in control of. So no goals of like, I want to be engaged by the end of the summer. Even I want to be dating someone, because that's not entirely reliant upon you. And I think a lot of people set up false expectations for something like that.
Yeah. I think something else I've found helpful, because I actually just knocked out a goal prior to summer. I had a goal that I had set with my team at work that I was going to do. I was going to perform some stand-up comedy at a club.
Right. Yeah.
And so I actually knocked that out about 3 or 4 weeks ago. But I think one of the things, we all set goals together, and I think one of the things that made our goal setting pretty successful is we tried to come up with fun ways to have a culmination of those goals. So they were goals within our control, and then they had a target date, like, hey, in 1 year I'm going to have performed on stage at a comedy club. Or for somebody else, like, who is teaching himself a new song on the piano, it's like, hey, what, we're going to set a date and you're going to bring in your keyboard and you're going to play this song that you wrote for us. We're going to turn it into a concert, you know, and make it fun. So find a fun way to kind of show off the culmination of your goal if you can.
Mm-hmm. I'm still riding the wave of having written the dating manifesto. Like, no joke, people
we
are
all
always
know,
like,
Lisa.
Just kidding. Written my book, because everyone just is like, oh yeah, you know, you're an author, you must like write, you know, your goal is like 30 books or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to write another one, people. It was so hard. So I just feel like, oh, but I did it, you know, and it was just on my list for so long because people kept saying, you know, do it. But I see like stand up as something similar. It's like a big chunk of like investment and stuff to make it happen. So
I think another thing is you have to make time for things that don't seem important, which sounds weird, but I'm just thinking of our Boundless Insiders Facebook page. We did a survey a while ago about why young adults struggle making friends. And the top answer was, we're too busy with other things, which I thought was super interesting because it's like, you would think in the midst of being busy with all those things, we would make friends, but apparently not. So like my goal to hike a 14er every 2 weeks, yeah, that's going to be like kind of hard. But if I like I could be having lunch with friends, you know what I mean? I could be actually doing things to build friendships more with other people, I guess.
Or that could be your way, like you're talking making friends, about, right. That could be your way of making friends if you intentionally approach it with that in mind.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so that poll, when it came out, I totally disagreed with it, with people's responses. So I'm just going to say that here because I didn't weigh in. Because I think, because I'm just 2 or 3 years beyond all of you, I think that the real barrier is that we're not willing to really get real. Like, I think it's very easy to have even spend a lot of time with people and be, but that's still going to keep you generally on the surface until you are willing to be confronted, confront others, get into the nasty, hard stuff. And I think that's people's biggest barrier.
That might be a good goal for this summer. Like, that is a meet goal. With people. Yeah. Meet with people and share your story.
Now,
like,
you
twice.
Hike up that 14er and you just start confronting people as you're up there. What can they do to you? Nothing. You're on a mountain.
There's nothing they can do. Like,
all they can
know,
do
throw you
is
off a
push
cliff.
You off the edge.
Well, you know,
there's a big gap
run
between that and an
just
uncomfortable
run and
question.
Then you'll hit your fitness goals too.
Maybe they'll get altitude sickness and forget what I said. That
very
might be
true.
True.
It's very possible.
Well, yeah. So it seems like there's a kind of a theme here in our answers, plus the get real for friendships, which I'm a huge fan of. And it's that a lot of these goals tend to be just a touch uncomfortable to complete. Like, it takes a lot of planning and effort to hike 14ers. And I imagine it was pretty uncomfortable for you to jump up on stage at some random club in front of a bunch of strangers.
Especially when I bombed.
Especially. You were using the phrase, knocked it out a while
right, so
ago.
I thought
that was a
like,
subtle,
knocked
like,
it out
I
of the
knocked
park.
It out of the park,
oh,
too.
Sure. No, it wasn't. It was not patting myself on the back. It was more like I got it off the list.
No, I love that you're saying that, Matt. I heard a quote the other day that it was, love in practice is a harsh and dreadful thing compared to love in dreams. So I feel like if one of your goals for the summer would be like to make friends or to have deeper relationships or to be more real, sometimes it's going to take things that aren't fun or pretty. Yeah, to do that.
But I think like when you're thinking of summer, you want to do stuff like I do not have hike 14ers on my list because I did Pikes Peak. And as I was at the top, I was like, this is something I never need to do again. And then the next 14er I hiked, I did accidentally because I started on a hike with a friend. And then we're finally like, okay, hate this hike. We literally couldn't even find another trail. We ended up doing Elbert. We're like, we hate this. Me more than her. But then we were so close to the top. We're like, well, we better just do this thing. And then after I finished that one, I'm like, I don't need to do this again either. I want to hike through a meadow,
can that
people.
Be your next book? Like the reluctant accidental hiker.
The accidental 14er?
The accidental 14er.
Yeah. So I went through just on sheer Viking strength. That's what I did. I don't train for these things. It's like whatever. So,
no. So that's kind of a goal for me this summer. It's like, it's a really soft one, and it's to go rock climbing every month because it's super uncomfortable for me.
Okay.
And
but
like,
you generally enjoy it, or you want to be able to
enjoy
it?
No, it stresses me out.
Oh.
I'm the same way. Rock climbing is
like,
scary.
So I enjoy the strain of it, but every aspect stresses me out because it's new. It's I don't know what I'm doing, so maybe I should actually like figure out how to do it first. But I kind of like the insecurity of not knowing how to do it, and that it makes me like walk into a new environment that I don't know, with people that I don't know, and basically embarrass myself in front of them. But eventually, I can accomplish something there too. So like, there's a reward, but there's a cost at the same time. And it's good just for me on a whole number of levels. But the more I think about it, while we talk. I think it's a good goal right there.
Well, I think you should go with Lisa, and then you might accidentally climb a rock wall.
Might accidentally end up on top of a mountain.
Like, oh, Lisa will be, that's what we like, just did.
You guys will climb El Capitan. I was like, just well, that sucked.
I was in Yosemite, and all of a sudden I'm on the top of El Capitan.
What'd you do last
I
weekend?
I slept overnight in a hammock on the sheer face of it.
It's no, the worst.
That did not...
Let me tell you, I got suckered into this ridiculous adventure.
And then I was on the outside of the Burj Khalifa.
I don't even know what that
Tom Cruise
is.
Was up there.
It was one of the
tallest, it was one of the tallest buildings at the time. It was the tallest building.
Dubai. Oh, in Dubai?
Yeah. Yeah,
in Dubai. That'd be a great summer goal. Go to Dubai.
Climb the Burj Khalifa.
Any listeners in Dubai, if you have a spare room...
Let Matt know.
Comment on the blog and let me know, because I'm not going to give you my information here.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, we have to go. We are out of time. But, of course, we want to hear about your summer goals. How are you going to be intentional and have fun this summer? And hopefully maybe take into account some of the friendships you have, some of the friendships you want to make, what it looks like. You know, it could involve church. It could involve your neighborhood. But mostly just having an impact and doing something fun that is restful and just all around great. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah,